Okay, Lismore played Abbeyside in the semi-final, Waterford Hurling semi-final back in August of 2020. And have a listen to this bit of commentary from WLR Kieran O'Connor, or even WLR's Kieran O'Connor. Here we go.
Looking for the brother, the Gunners side. There's a goal chance on here. Must be goal for Lismore. They have a chance. Back in the net for the black and amber. They wanted a good start. We played just 3.5 minutes. Long direct ball. Got inside the marker and really no chance there for Enright there. Brilliant goal there by Oisin O'Gorman. He came on and got one last week. Now he's got another, or two last week, and now he's got another. And of course, the man with just one kidney, but he's playing as if he has more than even two at this stage. Granddad Massey Walsh will be happy with that one.
There you go. And teenager Oisin O'Gorman, the man with one kidney, is on the line, and so too is his dad, Kieran O'Gorman. How are you doing, lads?
Not too bad, how are you?
There you go, Oisin, there's an introduction for you, huh?
Sure, we'll take it.
You'll take it, I'm sure you will. Now, you've an amazing story, and we were there at the start, because Kieran, we were down in Lismore doing an outside broadcast years ago. I think we were on the Feel Good Tour. And we went around the audience and we said to people, what's making you feel good? And your answer at the time, this was back in what year?
2009.
Yeah. And your answer was?
That I just had to be notified that I was a match and that I would be able to donate one of my kidneys to Oisin.
Right. That was a big phone call, wasn't it, you got?
It was brilliant because I was just meant that he got his life back because, like, he was 7 years of age. It was no life for him. He was travelling to Dublin 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, up to Dublin, get his dad to come home. Well, that was his decision. He wants to go early so he'd be home in time to play a bit of hurling with his friends. Yeah. So we just go early to be home early.
Yeah. So Oisin, when you were that age, you probably dreamt of playing for your county, down in the blue and white?
Definitely, yeah, I suppose. Back then, just to even get back playing hurling and get back into school would have been brilliant, yeah. But no, all going well now since, thank God.
Yeah, well, bring us back then to that. You were on your bike.
Yeah, just back in school, I was just after starting first class and came home without playing and went along the footpath and kind of came off the curb and the bike hopped off the ground and say the handlebar came in and got me in the stomach but didn't go through the skin.
Right.
But straight away, I kind of knew something wasn't right. I was in wicked pain now. And I just remember my brother Fionn being looking at me in kind of pure shock. And I just told him, go in and get the babysitter. And next thing, I'm over in the doctor. And after that, I'm in the ambulance going to Arkeen.
Yeah. And Kieran, you were in the ambulance as well, but you weren't too fussed.
No, I suppose I wasn't really. I had no clue how serious it was. I was actually on the phone on the way down the ambulance trying to sell tickets for the All-Ireland final on the following Sunday.
Right. Did you get tickets in the end?
We did, but we didn't get it. Myself and Oisin watched on Little Portville in Cumberland Street Hospital.
Yeah, it was probably the best way to watch it.
But Oisin fell asleep after 5 minutes.
Right. Because Waterford were well beaten by Kilkenny that time. Yeah, yeah. So you were fine, and then you went to Arkeen Hospital. Doctor came out and said that Oisin's kidney was damaged.
Yeah, he said that he'd have to remove the kidney, that he couldn't say that the artery was cutting the kidney. And we said, okay, so look, he has two. We'll be fine. It's fine. He'll manage away. And one people can function with one kidney.
Yeah.
But then the bombshell came 20 minutes later when the surgeon came out and said, I'm awfully sorry. He said that he was only born with one kidney, that the second kidney had never developed. So that was it. The world was turned upside down. Everything after Dublin, poor Fionn was shifted from pillar to post. Fionn was only four.
And Kieran, you had no hint that he was operating on one kidney prior to that?
None whatsoever.
Which is proof positive that you can operate on one kidney, I suppose.
Well, sure, four of us are proof now we can operate
on
one
kidney. Yeah. You've given away the story now. No, I'm joking. It was in the promo. So up to which hospital then?
Crumlin first, and then the day after the 2008 Ireland final, he went to Temple Street, and that became his home from early September till nearly the end of October before he was home. And then after that, it was up and down 3 days a week
right.
for his dialysis under the brilliant care of Dr. Atifa One in Temple Street and all the staff there in St. Michael's Seaward. You couldn't. It was like a home from home. Everyone was. They were brilliant, and anyone that ever has a child in Temple Street, I'm sure, would say the same thing.
Yeah. What are your memories, Oisin, from back then?
I suppose that I was so young, I didn't really know what was going on. I suppose I was kind of home and then being shifted up to the Ellis's before I really knew that something was wrong, like, you know. But I suppose I had that escape, being able to come home, go to school, go training, that it was an escape from the Ellis's. But it was very tough at the same time, but I was lucky I had that escape as well. And that I was so young, I didn't know the full extent of what was going on.
You weren't good at following rules back then either, were you?
No, not at all. So speaking
what
water.
What are the rules around dialysis?
Well, like, because I had no kidneys at all, I had no way of removing waste, so I was put on strict fluid restrictions, and I could only have, say, a litre a day.
Right.
But you'd be left off in school then, and next thing, can I go to the toilet down underneath the tap to take a drink?
And that means you had to have extra dialysis, did it? Is that what happens?
Yeah, there was often a Sunday Dad was tearing up the road to get me into dialysis because it was after sneaking extra fluid over the weekend.
Chancer. So then, Kieran, when was the chat then about getting a kidney?
I suppose the chat straight away, I suppose we discussed straight away, myself and Jennifer, and we just said, look, we both get tested. We spoke to the doctors about it, would it be possible for a live donor, and both of us got tested, and it turned out then that I was a match, so we took it from there. And then on the 23rd of June 2009, the transplant happened.
Yeah, we spoke to you on that day or the day before. You were in Beaumont.
I was in Beaumont, yeah, and Oisin was in Temple Street. Yeah.
Right, and talk us through what happened.
I was brought down early in the morning, brought down 9 o'clock in the morning down to theatre, and Oisin then wasn't brought to theatre until the kidney had been removed from me in Temple Street. So
right.
He was brought down to theatre then, and then I was brought across by motorcycle to Temple Street.
So your kidney travelled across the city?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's... And were you out for the count? You were.
Oh yeah.
It's a big operation, isn't it?
It is a big operation, yeah. But look, it's all worth it. It's all worth it. And anybody that's thinking about it, it's amazing. It's the best thing you could do to give life back to your child. You know, giving back their proper life. So if anyone has an opportunity to do it, it's not a nice thing to have to do because it means you have a sick child. But it's just, and the importance, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant thing to do. And it just, not everyone is as lucky as Oisin to have a family member that is a match, and there is people waiting on dialysis list. So I would encourage people to carry the donor card. And this, that's what this chat is really about, isn't it? To
get it awareness is, it out is, there. It's such a selfless act of love, giving your kidney to your son.
Look, I wouldn't look at it that way. Sure,
you're a typical Irish man. I sure know what you is.
No, I wouldn't. Like, you would do the same thing tomorrow morning, right?
Well, I would. Yeah, I would. You know, I'd like to think I would. Yes,
yeah,
I'd like to think,
you would.
So, kidney brought across from Bowman to Temple Street on the back of a motorcycle, and you get it. And then, even when you get the transplant, then, Oisin, it's not straightforward, is it? It's not a given that it's going to take.
No, I had complications anyway. Dad's kidney was like a rugby ball, the surgeon described it as.
You see, and of course you were just a little 7-8-year-old.
Yes, seven. And next thing, back into surgery a few days later, wasn't right. I went mad the Sunday night, don't know what was going on, back into theatre Monday. And then we were okay after that, thankfully. Had to spend a month in hospital, but...
Yeah.
We were all plain sailing after that.
And how much do you understand about the positioning of the kidney? Did they remove the other one, or did they leave it in, or what happens?
I presume they removed the other one. I'm not sure.
Today, never looked at it.
You didn't know to this day. Like, you didn't know. And your dad's kidney isn't where your kidney would normally be, is it?
No, it's in my stomach. It's at the front, say, because your kidneys would normally be behind you. My kidney's in my stomach, say.
Right, okay. Dr. Atif then was saying, you know, you're healthy enough to go back to school, but there's one proviso.
Yeah, I kicked up a fuss. I remember the day he told me and he said, I'm not going back if I can't play hurling.
Right.
And next thing, he's like, you'll have to get protection or something. And myself and dad took off down the town into a sports shop and found the thickest kickboxing vest we could find.
Right.
Back up to a tee to make sure it was A1. Yeah, he was happy enough. Next thing, first day back in school, Principal Sean Pender said, we won't have any hurling today, we'll ease you back into it. And next thing, I was ringing home saying I felt sick, but in reality it's because we'd no hurling.
So you live for hurling?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Because you only have one, and that's the thing, isn't it? So you, if you damage that one, you're sort of pretty effed.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So, you strength to strength. How long did your recovery take, Kieran?
It was June, about 3 months. Yeah, 3 to 4 months, yeah. It's fairly major operation, but sure, look, you don't... Once you see him getting better, you get better yourself, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So. And, you know, 12 years on or whatever, how are you now?
Fine, no problems whatsoever.
Yeah. Okay.
And see him, he's looking down at me now. I never thought I'd see today, but he's looking down at me, so...
Yeah, you're 6'5", I believe, Oisin.
Yeah, 6'4", 6'5", in around that.
You actually sound tall. Yeah, we spoke to you then again around 2011, the World Transplant Games. Where was that on?
Gothenburg in Sweden.
Right, and what events did you take part in?
Badminton, bowling, running and the long throw.
Right, and what did you come back with?
3 golds and a silver.
Brilliant. And all of this time then, the hurling was still there, getting better and better. Did you play for the school?
I did, yeah. Sure, anything at all I could, any team I could play with, I went playing, do you know what I mean? School, club, development squads, all that.
Yeah, yeah. And Lismore then, you're on the senior team.
Yeah, going well at the minute, and you know, hopefully we'll get back soon enough.
And have you represented Waterford?
I was on the minor panel 3 years ago, I was playing, and yeah, look, sure, all going well, hopefully in a few years I might get to go up to the senior team, but look,
yeah,
just focus on being healthy and being happy playing with Lismore and just staying healthy now.
What position do you play?
Sure, anywhere in the forwards, really, anywhere I'm asked to play, I'll go that way.
There'd be lads like me trying to, you know, jumping up into the air and you just be 2 feet in the ground, just reach up and pluck the slitter out of the air. There you go, lads, back of the net.
If it was only as that easy.
So, yourself and Fionn, there's another good part of the story, because Fionn is how many months younger than you?
14 months younger.
Right. And Kieran, what was the decision made early on that they would go to the same class?
Yeah. The decision was that Oisin went to play school, and then he was... Then Fionn started play school the second year and give Oisin the second year in play school and then go on and start school. But Oisin was bored the second year in play school, so we asked Sean Pendergast, which is, he was the principal in the primary school at the time, friend of mine, and I said, could we start the two of them together? And he said, send them on up. He said, we look after them. But Fionn couldn't actually start for 2 weeks after the rest of them because he wasn't actually four until the 11th of September.
Right.
Yeah, so...
So he was always the youngest in the class then, Fionn.
Yeah.
Because my birthday is the 1st of September, so I would have started, you know, just turned 4. Yeah.
There's no fear of Fionn.
Yeah. And how has that worked out for you, Oisin, the two of you in the same class, although you're not twins?
It has its positives and its negatives, I suppose.
Hmm.
If you're missing a bit of homework here, you'd get it often like that, but if there was ever a row, you wouldn't get the homework that way, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And where are you at now, the two of you? Whereabouts are you?
Two of us in Mary Eye doing arts.
Right. So you're going to same third level.
Yeah, can't get away from each other.
Yeah. How has that been? Have you been over to Limerick at all?
We moved up, but next thing, got an email saying we wouldn't be on campus, so we came down because with me being high risk, I said I wouldn't go up, and Fionn said wouldn't be fair for him to be going up and come back on weekends. So we both stayed down.
Right. I'll get back to the high risk in a minute, but what's the plan then? Is it primary or secondary school? Which is Mary Eye?
Primary, hopefully.
Right. Okay, that's the aim. Yeah. So high risk, have you got a vaccine?
Yeah, I was vaccinated 2 weeks ago. I got my first dose.
Right. How did that feel?
Grand, yeah. I wasn't sick at all, thankfully. But it takes the worry aspect away, I suppose.
Yes, yeah. So it's the Irish Kidney Association Donor Week next week. And as you said earlier on, Ciarán, you're encouraging people to have the conversation and tick it on the driver's license or carry a card. And the big thing, I suppose, is the conversation with your family, because even if you've ticked the box on the driver's license and even if you carry a card, ultimately your next of kin will have to decide if your organs are given on.
It's important for people to have the child. If that's what their decision is, it's important that their next of kin knows what their wishes are. So, it's just, it's not a nice thing to be thinking of, I suppose, really, what's going on, but like, it is important to people.
Yeah. Oisín, just before we let you go, have you fine-tuned your protection, or are you still wearing a kickboxing vest?
Fine-tuned, all right. We found a fella on the internet, Evo Shield, above an athlete, and we called him and he moulded the guard to my stomach and it stitched into his skin now and it just fits on perfectly.
Right. And you wear that when you're training and playing. The reference there by Ciarán O'Connor, Tomasi Welch, or is it Walsh or Welch for Ciarán?
Massey Welch, yeah, that's his grandfather, yeah.
Ah, right. And did he play for Waterford?
He did, yeah. He won.
Yeah,
he
was.
Right. And just to finish off the story, and this is going to be painful enough for you, Oisín. So you're there, you've had the accident off the bike, you're up in Crumlin Hospital, it's the day after the All-Ireland final. What happens?
Well, I fell asleep first, anyway.
Yeah.
Not the day after, Oisín.
Next thing, I don't really remember, to be honest.
Right, well, maybe you'll tell that part of the story, Ciarán.
Yeah, he got a visit from Brian Cody, Henry Shefflin and Michael Kavanagh. He was delighted at the time.
Yeah.
And Davy Fitz was the Waterford manager at the time, and he actually came over to visit him as well.
Did he? Right.
He did.
That means an awful lot, doesn't it?
People do these things and they're great, and it's a great lift for people. Like Oisín, he was happy at the time, because he was hurling mad, and for these people to come in and say hello to him, it was nice.
Even if they'd beaten you the day before.
But look, these things happen, and that's the GF family. What happens between the white lines, stay between the white lines, and we're friends afterwards.
Right. How are Lismore doing this year? Is there any games going on?
There's nothing going on at the moment, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, listen, thanks so much for taking time out to tell us your story again. And we'll talk again in 12 years' time or so.
Hopefully. Right. Ray, just before we go, can I just a quick hello to someone there. Nora Welch, a friend of mine in Lismore. And on the 12th of May, she will be 40 years after having a kidney transplant.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just to finish on it's a positive note. That organ donation works.
They're just, every story I hear is as spectacular as the previous one. And the fact that you gave your son life by giving him your kidney, that's just so amazing. It blows my mind every time. It does. I know. It's thinking nothing to you, Ciarán, and it probably doesn't, you don't give it a second thought. But when I hear things like, just amazing. So thanks so much for talking to us today. Thanks, Oisín. Mind yourself.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, see you, Ciarán. Mind yourself. Bye, see you. Bye.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.